Hi, this is Lisa at MiracleOfDeliverance.com. This course is designed for those who have just been set free or who want to transition into a new life of freedom. There's a saying that says, deliverance is easy, the part afterwards can be hard. And the reason is in the middle of God setting you free in worship, it's just glorious and wonderful, and then you step out into the world and you realize you don't think like you used to. You have to get to know the real identity of who you are, and it can be a bit of an adjustment. So I want to help you get through that with just as much ease as possible. There's no one way you should feel after being set free. You may feel peace, you may feel light. Truthfully, you may feel exhausted for a few hours up to a couple of days. Considering that some people have addressed wounds and allowed God to clean out the deep places inside, it's no wonder that this spiritual surgery can tire the flesh. It's possible to feel like there's a big gaping hole inside where things were removed, or you may just feel clean and brand new. Living free is an adventure. It's important to walk it out and learn how to live free. I want to caution you that if you do feel a big gaping hole inside, don't worry about it. As you pray, as you seek the Lord and read the Word, that hole will begin to fill up with really good things. When the Scripture talks about when a spirit leaves a person, it walks through dry and arid places, and then it just comes back to see how the person's doing. And if it is swept clean, then it may go out and get seven spirits stronger than itself and come back, or more wicked than itself and come back. Now, that hole is like a sweeping. You've been swept clean. The wounds are gone. The unforgiveness is gone. Wherever those spirits were, that's gone. And it's going to be important that you fill that up with good things. You don't want to just leave that empty. You want to fill it up with Christ. If you don't know the Lord, you need to make sure and become a believer, because you have no protection against those things coming back. So don't be fearful about it coming back. I'm going to show you some ways to make sure that doesn't happen. And the Lord, what He started in you, He will finish this good work. So you can trust Him with that. Now, in this course, I'm going to talk to you about how to become acquainted with your new real identity. We'll talk about learning to communicate without the interruption of the either voices or the feelings and the drawing that was there before the deliverance. Sometimes you'll walk out and you'll think, I don't even know how to think about something now that there isn't something pushing me around to tell me I'm not wanted, I'm not loved, all of those things. When you come out of shame, you know, you'll learn to interact without that shame being there, and there is a difference. We will talk about keeping the door shut and how to adjust to new ways of thinking and behaving to aid you in a smooth transition. I'm going to leave some free PDF downloads of prayers, confessions, and recommended Bible verses on the MiracleOfDeliverance.com website under the Post-Deliverance course. I think that's what it's going to be named. Let's get ready to talk about the 11 ways that you can transition easily into living a life of freedom.